This is the EMG Podcast.
And we are back for another video Elegant Music Group podcast today. And
always I'm dancing. Always
I love
dancing.
It. I love this freaking song, dude. Just like it's so good. I don't want to like toot my own horn here. But yeah, so Mike, we're back together again. We're finishing up the timeline podcast episodes that we were doing. We started out 18 months and we have made it all the way to the week of. So if you're looking at this, it's the week of your wedding.
Yeah,
baby, we're here. It's coming up.
We're probably freaking. We're excited.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're probably freaking out a little bit. I was. Were you freaking out?
Nah, I was cool.
You were cool as a cucumber.
I was cool as a cucumber.
Man, that was the only adult decision I had made up until that point. So that was that.
Yeah, everything was riding.
Needless to say, I was freaking out.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have some checklist things that we want you to think about. We're gonna elaborate on certain things. I'm not going to use the numbers today because we have a whole bunch of stuff that we're going to do.
Let's go rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
All right. Week of your wedding. Most important thing, arguably.
Yeah.
Don't forget to schedule time to pick up your marriage license. You need that.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, I thought you were going to keep going, but I'll just continue with that.
I thought it was pretty straightforward.
Your application was most likely the month before. At your time of your application, they do set up a time to pick it up. Usually it has to be, you know, the Monday before, the Tuesday before. It's usually on a business day, depending on if you're on a holiday weekend or not. You need that with you, because if you don't have it, you ain't married.
Remember, you'll pick it up or you'll file it in the town that you live and you'll pick it up there. You then bring the document to wherever you're getting married, a religious place or your venue. After, you need to sign it and then protect it because it has to be submitted in the town that you get married in. It's kind of a weird...
Within 5 business days.
Otherwise... It don't count.
You know what's so funny? I needed my marriage license for something, and my brother-in-law is the lieutenant in Warren, which is where we got married. And my legal date that we are actually married is December 2nd.
That's not the day you got married.
No, it's a November 29th.
I think the whole thing's null and void.
I think it's the file date. But don't get worried because. We got married on the November 29th, if you were worrying about us.
I need to look into this.
Yeah.
All right, some other things. For the gentleman, remember to schedule your haircut and shave.
Yep.
For everybody, remember to rehearse your ceremony. Mm-hmm. Some religious houses will mandate that the day before, 2 days before at your venue. Just make sure that you schedule with the team there that you get that done for sure.
Yeah, and remember, if you have an officiant or you know the priest is doing your wedding, you know you'll take care of all that stuff. They'll do that for you, right? They'll have all that stuff set up, even the venue. They'll do it the day of. That's a little tidbit there. For your vendors, all your vendor partners, make sure that they're all paid in full. Most vendors today are now requiring payments in full prior to the wedding date. Quite honestly, you don't want to be giving a balance of $2,000 or $3,000 to somebody on a day. You don't want to even walk around with that cash.
Yeah.
You know?
You want to walk around with nothing in your pockets. To that point,
correct.
Designate a person close to you, a sibling, a parent, your best man, your maid of honor, to be the tipper. So if you're going to tip, pre-organize it in envelopes, write who it's for, and then give it off to somebody. Mm-hmm. Let them worry about giving it to the DJ and the photographer. Your wedding is a whirlwind. Everyone wants to talk to you. You will run out of time. Vendors will pack up and leave. You will miss someone. So try to designate a person.
Who was your designated person?
Tommy.
And then who was mine? Was it you?
It was me.
Yeah. So I gave it to you. Yeah. Just always give it to somebody.
I took a little off the top, obviously, for services rendered. But okay.
I love that.
Check in with your vendors. We do a week of call. Not every vendor does, just to kind of put my anxiety at a sight. I would just do like, hey, can we schedule a quick week of call, confirm time, services, that sort of thing.
Well, yeah, especially if there have been time changes, right? Mm-hmm. Because at your finals meeting with us, we'll speak to entertainment. You're meeting with us 60 days out from your wedding. In that time, since going from your week of to that 60 day out, you may have changed your times. You need to communicate that because that is a huge, huge thing.
Yeah.
If it shifts a half hour, if it shifts an hour, either earlier or later, that does change things logistically. So make sure that you let your vendors know that. And then, you know, when it comes to routine, I wouldn't do anything different that week except for like obviously the plans that you made, but like try to do, you know, if you work out regularly, just work out. If you don't start that week.
Yeah.
Exactly. Don't be a hero. Okay. If you eat eggs in the morning, make sure you cook them all the way through, right? You got to make sure that the routine stays consistent because if you start changing things up, the little gurglies may actually start happening. You don't want that.
I'm going to turn that into a soundbite. to that point, make sure that you schedule some time kind of at the end of the week closest to the wedding to just rest.
Yeah.
Give yourselves, like, every hour of that week does not need to be packed. Kind of front load it to give yourselves some time to, like, exhale, breathe, reset. It'll make the night more enjoyable for sure heading into it. So make sure you actually schedule nothing time.
Right. Yeah. Unplug. Unplug. You know, unplug. Relax. It's going to be hard to do. And then same thing, like if you're talking about scheduling, make sure that the work stuff is done, right? You got to make sure your days off are scheduled. Yep. They're all good to go. You shouldn't be calling your boss for PTO on a Monday if you're getting married on Friday. Hopefully you invited your boss. I'm not going to get into that. But you got to make sure that everything's handled work-wise. And honestly, same thing if... you know, people are traveling in and you're hosting, right? You have, you know, your grandmother's coming in or whatever. You make sure all that's covered.
Yeah.
Right. You don't want to be making those plans the week of.
Something that I hadn't considered until I actually went through it is you're going to need a window of time to drop your items at the venue, whether
I didn't know about that
me either. So like if you're doing picture frames of family members or you're doing giveaway bags, or not giveaway bags, it's not a
welcome
raffle.
Bags.
Welcome bags at the hotel
or, you know,
favors at the wedding. You got to drop those items off.
Same thing for me. So I did the ceremony on site. I had to deliver the arch, like the thing that the florist built.
Yep.
So like you have to deliver all that the day before or 2 days before, depending on, again, when you're getting married.
The better you organize it, put it in a cardboard box from Home Depot, write your name and date on it. The better you organize it for the venue, the less likely things are to go wrong. So be preset and organized with those items.
We are in the age of Uber Eats, right? DoorDash, things like that.
Where is this going?
Well, I'm going to get into my next point.
I'm hanging on every word.
Right. You know, you want to make sure that all of the food orders, the catering, right? So like what you did the day of, you had sandwiches delivered, right? On the day of, all that stuff is scheduled, right? Same thing with like real Ubers and taxis and things like that with people that are traveling. Make sure all of the accommodations and the transportation is scheduled and ready to go, because again, it's almost impossible. I'll give you an example. I got married on Black Friday, which means the day before my wedding is a national holiday, right? It's Thanksgiving. There was a problem with our shuttle bus that I had already scheduled, but because of things like I confirmed it via email, but then it got all messed up on Thanksgiving. It was a mess trying to fix that problem all day because, again, no one was really working that day except for the front desk person. So luckily I got it handled, but you want to make sure you are proactive. Think about, try to make sure you're thinking about whoever's working your wedding, just assume they don't know about it and just make sure you're really proactive on handling all that stuff.
Some of the last minute items that you're going to want to consider as well as you head into wedding weekend is have your bag ready, right? All of your go bag for the day before, the day of, your casual wear, your suit press, like have it all organized and ready. Again, earlier in the week to leave yourself some rest time there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget your vows. If you've written them down, if they're not somewhere electronic, make sure that you print them, you have them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be scrambling for the day of. And then pack any ancillary items, like you want to have a couple of drinks with the guys before.
Cigars,
the day of, the night before. Pack all of that stuff in your bag so that you don't get to the hotel and go, oh, now we got to run back out and get it.
And the big thing is like what I did too, I think you did this as well, the rings, right?
Yeah.
The rings.
Don't forget the rings.
So we have the same jeweler at the time.
Same ring.
Yes, again. Right. At the time, I had Amin, who's our jeweler at Minas Jewelry in Secaucus. Little plug there. Getting sponsored. His love. He's just amazing. Good guy. He was holding the rings until the Monday before. They were nice and cleaned. I picked them up. I put them immediately in the safe. But then again, I set a reminder on my phone to take them out of the safe. Right. The one thing that I got to say about Ashley is, you know, she does a really good job of the checklist. Right. You can't remember all of these things, right?
So
when you're listening to this, write these things down and then just check everything off, right? Because if you have it all written down, you're not going to forget, right? And so try not to remember all these things.
I've proven that rule wrong a couple of times.
Very cool.
Have a wonderful time. We can't wait to celebrate with you if you're one of our couples. If we're not, have the best time.
Yeah.
And
see you on the dance floor.
We'll see you on the dance floor.
Find us at elegantmusicgroup.com or on Instagram at